From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The first hearing over which bathrooms K through 12 transgender students in Missouri could use drew a huge crowd yesterday. The so-called bathroom bill would require public school students to use facilities that match their sex at birth. Republican bill sponsor Ed Emery of Lamar County said the proposal would protect the privacy and safety of all students and give guidelines to school boards.
I've talked to superintendents who acknowledge that they have students in their schools that would fit into these categories, and they're not sure just exactly what they should be doing to accommodate them.
Opponents argue that transgender students would face more danger of being harassed and bullied. North Carolina has a similar law that affects all public places, and Texas is debating one similar to North Carolina's. No action was taken yesterday in Missouri. More than 200 people gathered to voice concerns last night at a healthcare town hall hosted by Como for Progress. KBIA's Catherine Wheeler has more.
Amidst the cheers and tears, Missouri residents let their voices be heard about the possible repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Missouri Senators Claire McCaskill and Roy Blunt and Representative Vicky Hartzler were all invited to attend the town hall. Representatives from McCaskill's office attended the event. Organizers say Blunt did not respond to the invitation and Hartzler said she could not attend. Many of the attendees told personal stories of their health care struggles on and off insurance. All that spoke asked that the ACA stay so that they can continue to receive health care. Beverly Hine was a registered nurse for more than 30 years. She says that she saw the need firsthand.
And I see the damage when they don't have health care. And like I said before, there are too many people that do not have insurance will let smaller problems go until they become horrendous problems.
Representatives from McCaskill's office read a letter from the senator that says she challenges those in Congress that want to appeal the ACA to come up with a plan to replace it first. Catherine Wheeler, KBIA News.
Vice President Mike Pence plans to talk about job growth while visiting an equipment and engine dealer in Missouri. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens will join Pence today at the FABIC-CAT headquarters in Fenton, Missouri, outside of St. Louis. Pence will meet with workers, get a tour of the facility, and give a speech at 1:30 p.m. The vice president's remarks align with a push for labor reforms in the Republican-led Missouri legislature. The American Association of Universities gave a faculty team at the University of Missouri a small grant to work on undergraduate STEM education. Elena Rivera spoke with two of the grant's recipients about their plans for getting undergraduate students invested in future careers in STEM.
One of the course evaluations for Biological Sciences Teaching Associate Professor Sarah Bush last semester read, "Stop putting graphs on the test. This isn't a math class." Bush says the student response is common with undergraduate STEM majors.
If students don't recognize that interpreting data is a core skill in all of science, then that represents a barrier to STEM education.
This is just one of the barriers that Bush and her colleague, biology professor Johannes Schull, are trying to change with their faculty team. The $20,000 grant over the next 2 years will help them redesign STEM careers. Schull says that one of the team's goals is to give professors a better understanding of how to teach STEM courses. Both Schull and Bush say they hope this grant will show MU administrators that STEM education reform is an important campus-wide goal. Elena Rivera, KBIA News.
Vandals damaged up to 200 headstones in a Jewish cemetery in a St. Louis suburb over the weekend, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. MU Chabad rabbi and director Abraham Lapine said the Jewish community in Columbia has not received threats, but Jewish students at MU are frightened by the incident.
To respond, we have to be more Jewish. Don't hide the fact that you're Jewish. Come out more openly about it. When we let fear rule, then this is exactly what the people who did this want. They want us to be afraid, and they want us to be scared, and want us to hide.
I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.